Good morning. Friday? Again. Yes. We do this weekly. Well, most weeks. It's another Friday. Third Friday in February, the 21st. 3 out of 4 Fridays are already going, soon to be gone. One more left. February is marching on, as is the year. Couple of things to share in terms of kind of serendipity and following things. And, you know, we each live in our own world, and when we stop and listen and then follow a link, may find another world out there. On the drive to work, I listen to a bunch of podcasts. One of my favorites is with Mitch Joel, 6 Pixels of Separation. Long story there. I'd met him many, many years ago at PodCamp Boston. Been following him since. Great podcast. All kinds of individuals. A lot of marketeers, a lot of authors. Very interesting stories. Always something to learn. So one of his recent ones that I was finally catching up to is with Scott Stratton. He's been there a couple of times. He and Scott are kind of wired together. They have a great conversation. From that, I followed the link to find out about Scott Stratton's un-podcast. Yeah, he started his own podcast, and he does it in a studio. It's videoed as well, so it's available up on YouTube, as well as iTunes and other podcast sources. The farthest one I could go back on my particular device was his 11th one, and he was talking about this book, Humans of New York. It was an art project from an individual, Brandon Stanton, who had lost his job back in 2010 in a finance position in Chicago. He ended up just taking his camera and doing some photos in Philly, Pittsburgh, came to New York, was taking photos there, and decided to go back to Chicago, his hometown. He moved back to New York with 2 suitcases and his camera, and taking photos on a daily basis, really finding the story in the photo, which is really the key. Amazing photos, amazing stories. So, coincidentally, while listening to that and then going find the link, Chase Jarvis, who happens to be another photographer who I have been following for a while, he does wonderful work, he has a blog, podcast. Chase Jarvis Live apparently was broadcasting yesterday, coincidentally, an interview that he had conducted with Brandon Stanton. So, you know, from one link to another, I end up with Brandon Stanton, spending 90 minutes with him and Chase Jarvis in a group, following from the link from Mitch Joel to Scott Stratton talking about him to Chase Jarvis, and then Brandon Stanton himself. The links and the serendipity from one to the other. It's just amazing how some of those things happen. So don't be afraid. Go explore a link. Go find a connection. There may be one there. There may be something in there that you can use. I know in that 90-minute talk, there was a number of nuggets of great info that from his own experience. Brandon, he didn't set out to do the book the way he did. He just learned along the way. And the nuggets of how he learned and how he shared. Quite interesting to listen to. So I would encourage you to do that. For those following my blog, Steve's Two Cents, I did post that interview earlier this morning, so that's there is available as well. But certainly go Google Scott Stratton, find out about his own podcast, check out Chase Jarvis, and then, of course, Humans of New York with Brandon Stanton. So quickly running out of time, been talking a bit today, but this is good. Enjoy, have a great Friday. I'll catch you next time. This is Steve Sherlock from Steve's Two Cents here in Franklin,